This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic returned to court on Sunday to fight an attempt to deport him because of what an Australian government minister described as a perception that the top-ranked tennis player was a talisman of a community of anti-vaccination sentiment. Three federal court judges in Melbourne hoped to hear the entire case in a single day so that the men's number one ranked player and nine-time Australian Open champion can begin Monday his title defense at the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. Australia has undergone some of the world's toughest COVID-19 lockdowns, and more than 90% of all adults there are vaccinated. However, hospitalization rates in the country continue to hit record highs. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in various cities in Germany on Saturday to protest against measures aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. In Frankfurt, police said about 4,500 people gathered, some carrying banners and signs with slogans like "School without masks" and "The Corona Hysteria, mask the hysteria of capitalism." During a so-called Corona Walk, a crowd of demonstrators chanted freedom as they opposed a widely expected mandatory vaccination. Meanwhile, in Munich, hundreds protested at the Theresienwiese, where normally the well-known Oktoberfest takes place. Both protests were peaceful. Daily infections were declining in December after Germany introduced measures such as demanding proof of vaccination for many indoor activities. However, they started rising again at the beginning of January. On Saturday, the Robert Koch Institute